Carl Dorschmer is the president and CEO of the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Carl, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. There is a new development that is on the map now. Ottawa and Butler, that corner has a pretty nice piece of property there. Tell us about the new proposal that was unveiled a couple days ago.
Yes, that's right. That parcel, it's a beautiful piece of land. It has some existing homes, but it's almost an entire city block, and it's near downtown, not too far from the state building complex. And the site itself is probably around 5 acres, and the proposed development would be three separate buildings, and all total there'd be 90 apartment units in all, you know, the combined three buildings, and they'd be real nice units, perfect for the downtown area.
It's estimated it'll take $6.8 million to develop the project, which includes rain gardens to manage stormwater runoff, which has been a problem for that little piece of parcel.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a very green-type development, a lot of open space. There's some, like I say, there's some beautiful trees there. And the developer, Scott Gillespie, he is intending to leave a lot of it open. And so the residents of the new development will have plenty of space to basically go out and enjoy themselves.
All right, so you've made the announcement. The plans look great. What's next? Is the money in place to get this project off the ground?
Well, it's a brownfield plan, and it has to be amended, and it goes through City Council. It was received by City Council last night, on Monday night, and then there's a committee meeting today. And ultimately, with like any of these public-type incentives, there's a public hearing process, and that would take place, I believe, on May 14th or perhaps a week later, and then it would go back to council for consideration and then hopefully, ultimately, approval of the plan. And then concurrently to that, the state of Michigan also becomes involved, and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation has their part of the plan to approve. And we're looking forward to that being approved approximately the same time, so somewhere in the mid-May area, mid-May range.
What is the value of the incentives when it comes to either monies they will receive, tax breaks, whatever they may be?
Well, there's two incentives. The first is what we do is we the city, the Brownfield Authority, would reimburse the developer for up to $890,000 of brownfield activities. That's typically clean up. There's some lead and asbestos and some things that need to be cleaned up on the property. There's infrastructure that has to be put in there. So around $890,000 there. And then and that's the way that's done is he's going to improve this property. He's going to invest that money into it, and it's going to increase its value, which then increases the property taxes. What we do is take those future property taxes, and as they come in, we reimburse the developer with them. So essentially, it's a self-funded incentive. Likewise, with the state, there is a credit, and if he spends the amount that he is committed to, then he can get a credit up to 20% of his investment back, and he can use that credit toward the basically it's like a historic tax credit. There's a secondary market, and so it would be about 20% of his investment that's not reimbursed. So the beauty of the two incentives is, it's an incentive for him to actually invest and complete the project, and if he does that, he gets rewarded, and the reward essentially comes from his own taxes. So it's not like there's a pot of money that we're taking money out and giving him. He's actually providing the money for the incentive.
Does the DEQ become involved in this project?
They do, because it's a brownfield, and it has to be cleaned up to certain standards, and because it's residential, those are the highest standards of all, because people will be coming in contact with the soil. And so as a result, yes, they have to have a plan, and it's filed with DEQ. They have to follow the plan, meet the plan, and then ultimately DEQ has to approve what they've done and said, yes, you've followed the plan, you've done enough, and that property is clean now.
All right, Carl, I always know you have a lot on the drawing board. Let's break some news here. What other projects are you working on, and do you hope to bring public soon?
Well, we have one that was in the paper yesterday, and that was the Emergent Biosolutions. They're mm-hmm. a Lansing employer, and they're investing initially around $12 million, but ultimately, within the next 5 years, up to $100 million. And they manufacture vaccines in the area, and they're great. They're a bioscience company, and they're growing quite rapidly. They have 420-plus employees, and they've been in Lansing area for quite some time. So that also is a brownfield. That's a very valuable tool, and then we're going to use that to reimburse them for some of their activities, their cleanup and infrastructure activities. And then we have, some activities taking place. You know, there's the old YMCA site, and ultimately that there's another brownfield that's being amended for that, and ultimately we hope that to be redeveloped too. So it's amazing. There's quite a few things that are going on right now. It appears that the economy has turned around and is slowly climbing its way back out of our recession.
Carl Dorschmer is the president and CEO of the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. Carl, thanks so much.
My pleasure.